Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's the Pop Rocks Radio talk show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I sure am glad you did. You know, it's so crazy doing the show. We do the live show. What most people hear is the cleaned up podcast version, but those tuning in live get to hear all the fun stuff. Like right now, I was just talking off mic to our guest today, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, and we're everything's looking good. All the dials and knobs and everything look great on the board here. And then his call drops. So while I'm talking here, see, there's a method to my madness. I am dialing him back. And let's see if we can get him on here. Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Hey, Steven.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to
be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I was just saying how we were talking off mic, and I'm like, oh, yeah, everything's great. The connection's wonderful. And then it dropped.
Wasn't that perfect timing?
I'm telling you, man. So, Stephen Morana, hopefully I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, Morana.
You are
Morana. If you want to roll the R, it's an Italian last name.
There you go. As long as the check's clear, it doesn't matter. That's how I feel, you know, with my name. I'm good. So I wanted to say, filmmaker extraordinaire, director, actor, producer, writer, you do it all. Let me ask you about your film. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say, I didn't write it. Although, wow, that would have been something. But yeah, I was an actor, producer, and a co-director on it. But maybe down the line, I'll do some writing. That's for sure.
Amazing.
But not on this one.
I hear you. Well, let me ask you, when you were a kid, now you grew up in, we were talking a little bit, you grew up in outside of Toronto there in Ontario. I lived very briefly as a kid in Chatham, Ontario. And, I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. Hockey and much music. You couldn't get better in the 80s, you know. It was the best place to be. And Rush. it was fun times. Let me ask you, when you were a kid, were you like a film kid? Were you making movies and stuff as a kid?
I was born in Scarborough and grew up in Markham and Richmond Hill. And I was always drawn to acting. I started doing plays when I was a little kid. I think that's where the spark happened. My parents were always very supportive of the arts, and I come from an artistic family, but I think also my teachers were very supportive too, and I really got the excitement going when I started doing plays as a little kid. Like I started, I think, when I was seven, and got really involved, and then when I was when I got older, I got into, you might be familiar, Unionville High School, which had an arts program there in the dramatic program, and started doing a lot of like serious plays, and we did like public renditions of stuff and at the Markham Theater and in the high school. So I think that gave me this passion for it that never left. You know, I just kind of developed and eventually got an agent and got more involved on the professional side of things. And then I think the Toronto International Film Festival really influenced me as well, because I was always so excited to see stuff that you couldn't you can see in North America usually, right? Like not one of these wide release films, but something international. And just seeing it from a new perspective, these great engaging films that made a real treat every year going to the film festival, you're going to catch something really interesting. So I think, you know, the passion grew from that inspiration as well. And then, you know, it was always a great opportunity to meet other fellow filmmakers at events and after parties and so on. And so I really started to connect with a lot of people that I work with even now from the film festival. So yeah, it was a combination of really good support from mentors and having the influence of the Toronto International Film Festival in my backyard. And here we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're amazing. I after college, I was at school out in Boston, and then I moved to Southern California, San Diego, and, you know, was out there for about a decade. But I had heard of film festivals before, and then they got a hold of me, the people who ran that and at the time, and they were like, hey, you know, can you do some paintings for our film festival, some of the people we have coming? I'm like, yeah, you know, not a problem.
Very cool.
I'm your guy. So, yeah, so I did it, and I went to this film festival for the first time. I had never been to a film festival. I mean, I'd seen them on TV, and, you know, you watch E!, you see people talking to people on a red carpet and stuff. You know, you don't – it's different when you go, when you actually are watching films and, you know, yeah, going to some fancy parties and this and that. And hobnob with the hobnobs, as it were. I tell you, I was amazed at the networking opportunity and the hustle and bustle of it, the energy. I left my first day there. I had no business cards. I left a little early. I didn't stay at this after party too long. And I went to a 24-hour printing place and I said, I don't care what it costs. I need 5,000 business cards by tomorrow. You know? And
I'm
telling you, I told everybody I knew. I knew these cats and bands and stuff. I'm like, man, every film I've ever seen has music in it. You know, you make music. You need to go to film. You never know who you're going to meet. And I was just blown away with them. That doesn't surprise me that you also, you know, that just fueled the flame, so to speak, you know. That's cool. That is very cool.
Yeah. It definitely opened up another whole side of the industry. So I'm very thankful, you know, that it influenced me in the direction I went. So, yeah, not many people do what they love when they're kids. And I feel very fortunate that I can still do this.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, yeah. Being in hit movies or delivering pizza. Not that there's anything wrong with delivering pizzas. I love pizza.
I love pizza too. Hey, go ahead.
What were you going to say? Finish your thought. No.
I just said I've been known to love my good Hawaiian pizza. That's one of my go-tos.
Me too. And everybody, you know, my wife's half Italian. She's Italian and German. It's a crazy mix. But I guess she got some Irish thrown in there too. But yeah, you know, we'll be ordering pizza. And she's like, well, what do you want on your pizza? And I'm like, Hawaiian, of course. And, you know, I just get that disapproving look, you know, like I, you know, just walked in the house with muddy hands or something.
But it's not for everybody.
It's delicious,
but...
man.
Yeah,
no, but
you know, I share that enthusiasm, definitely.
I hear you, man. So let me ask you this. So you're doing stuff, you know, you're making moves and whatnot in Toronto. Then all of a sudden, what prompted the move to L.A., to the West Coast, and coming back and forth between the two? How did that happen?
I think when I started booking professional work and I saw the opportunity arise where, you know, it would be nice to be where the hub of where it all happens in L.A., because, I mean, the way LA is, it's not, there's not a lot of stuff, like there is stuff that's shot there, but it's more so being there and being around the people that you're working with that you go shoot somewhere else. That's how it's been, you know, in recent time, in the last decade or so. So I just thought it would be really cool to keep my Canadian roots. Like, you know, I eventually, you know, started a production company in Canada with this film Beast Within. And I thought it'd be interesting to like have productions, you know, shoot in Canada and, but be based in US, or have that relationship going back and forth.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
So beyond like the business side of it, I think the other thing that made me want to stay in Los Angeles is the weather and the beach. So I was like, hey, you know, being a Canadian growing up my whole life, not that I, you know, you learn to deal with the cold and, you know, I like skiing, but you can do that in California too. You don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have 2 feet of snow for like months on end in the year. Right. You can like go drive a few hours away, ski, and come back, and then go surfing, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of that that whole idea really attracted me. So yeah, the whole outdoor lifestyle and the business, and you know, I started making a lot of friends and that are also my colleagues in Los Angeles, and it just felt like the right shift to make. So yeah, I mean, I'm happy to go back and forth. Like I definitely go to Toronto for shoots, and always happy to go back there if work is available in other parts of Canada. I'm always happy to work. But yeah, I think my base is going to continue to be in LA.
I hear you, man.
I hear you. It is hard to beat. I grew up in Michigan. So, you know, I grew up with the skies being gray 6 months out of the year. That's
yeah,
just how it is
we're,
there.
We're basically neighbors.
I'm telling you, you live on the nice side of the river.
Like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, you
get it. We basically went through the same thing growing up.
Oh, I'm telling you. I got out of school. Like I said, I went to school in Boston, and it's still snowy and cold as hell in the winter in Boston. And I said, I need to go to the exact opposite of where I'm at now, because I'm sick of being the cold. You know, I'm just tired of it. And I flew off to, like I said, San Diego, and I got off there. I'll never forget this as long as I live. They, I don't know what it's called, but you know, like that bridge thing that they at the airport when the plane lands, they connect it. And then you like walk in through it into the airport.
That
kind of bridge in tunnel thing. Well, it was broke. The one there wasn't working or something. So they did it old school, and they rolled up this rolling staircase to the plane. And you know, I got off like I was, you know, John F. Kennedy or something, waving to the crowd. But
yeah,
as soon as I stepped out of the plane, I smelled that sea breeze, you know, from the ocean, and it's the sun's in my face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm home, baby. This is nuts.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? I love that. I love that.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is fantastic. Well, and in your business too. I mean, you know, in any entertainment, you got to be there. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because you know, when the phone rings and somebody says, "Hey, man, let's do it. Let's do lunch. Let's take a meeting." Yes, you can do it over the phone, but it's so much better and easier to close the deal, I find, sitting across the table from somebody, you know, where you can interact and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's definitely,
I mean, right now in present times we're doing more Zoom meetings, but yeah, I think in usual times and in the future, that's always the best way to meet people face to face.
Oh yeah. I can, well, like you, you know, kind of from the upper Midwest, and I can tell if a guy's usually up to, or a gal, is usually up to no good if I can see him, you know? Just learned that over the years. And, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, the cool thing is, so you're established now, and you're situated between the, and you know, really, and keeping that Canadian citizenship smart too, because of, you know, all the opportunities in Toronto and Vancouver and all over Canada, really. That's there.
Yeah, no, I'm very proud to be Canadian, and I'm happy to bring productions there. And I think that's one of my goals, is because we've got some great film locations and great tax incentives, great ways to entice filmmakers from all over. So, I think it's a great, I'm really happy of sharing both sides, US and Canada, and just seeing where it takes me. And so far it's been working out well.
Nice. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, my friend, nothing wrong with that. So let me ask Beast Within, this is a new movie. Now it is coming out next. It drops next week, I believe. Right? Where's my show notes here?
Well, we actually our initial release.
Oh no, it's already
our
out.
Our initial release. Yeah. It's actually it dropped earlier in September. But on demand and on digital. But we will have other releases internationally and on DVD and so on, and even streaming down the line. So. We'll definitely keep everyone up to date. But yeah, you can actually rent or buy it right now on demand.
Nice. And what that means for the folks who don't know, well, there's a giant, you know, 35 list of everything it's on, from iTunes to Amazon, Vimeo.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. It is everywhere. And
It is.
I could just watch
everywhere, literally.
I watched this film the other night, and it's one of my favorite types of films, too. When I first saw the press kit, no, I didn't know anything about it. I got the press kit, and I said, ooh, because I saw the werewolf thing, and I'm like, werewolves? I'm in.
That's right.
Oh, man, they're just cool. Again, upper Midwest, you know, we're big. That's a big werewolf area there. We dig that. But this not only is werewolves, it was so funny. A friend of mine was over visiting, a lady who watches our house when we're out of town. And she's, she's a goth girl and all this and that, but, she's also a gamer. And so I said, hey, I've got a movie coming up I need to watch. It's called The Beast Within. I said, it's got werewolves and video games and card games in it. these are the keys. And she's like, I'm in. When can we? And I said, well, I think it's coming out. I didn't want to really watch my, I'm real secretive over my screeners. You know, I'm like, well, you got to run it, man.
You got to be. You're the gatekeeper.
Yeah. Otherwise, and like you were saying, these modern times we're in, you just can't have a whole, we haven't had a party in a year, and we used to have a lot.
Yep. Partying at home right now.
I'm telling you. Via Zoom. It's crazy.
Yeah, Zoom parties, watch parties, all of that.
Oh yeah. It's but this is a cool movie though. So I started watching it, and I don't want to give anything away because I want everybody to watch it. But the general gist is there's a video game developer, they're releasing this game, and they have all the gaming people, all the people that are gonna they want to get this out and everything, and they're at this billionaire's house. I guess he's a rich weirdo, one of those types, and he's having the kind of party, the release for it. And I knew something wasn't gonna be good because a priest shows up and he starts saying, hey, man, hey, not going to look good. I'm like, oh, no, that's never good. Now, I have nothing against the priest.
The foreshadow doom.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, oh, I wanted to go to this party until this point because I know it's not going to end well. And I'm the type of person that'll get killed first. I just know that. If I'm ever in a horror movie or in that situation.
Really?
I'm just in that person.
You're a smart guy. I think you'll outsmart the situation and figure a way. I think you're undermining your abilities there.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like that. Have you seen that commercial? I forget what it was for, like insurance or something. And it shows the kids, the teenagers, and they're like the killer at the killer's place. And they're like, hey, let's hide behind all these chainsaws. And the killer's
oh,
like,
I did see that commercial. I was dying. I was dying to laugh. They were like totally just playing on all the stereotypes, you know. It was great.
Quick, run for the cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, this film, like I said, it turns into a whodunit, which is great because I'm a big mystery fan as well. I love the whodunits, you know, and which you don't see a lot of in movies, you know. I think you used to see more of that, but all of a sudden you're in this whodunit situation with a werewolf, and it's you know, who is the werewolf? It's just very cool. I liked this film a lot. Now, when this first came across desk, Stephen, what did you think when you first – how did that happen? How did it come together?
Well, my fellow producer, Nick Izzy, was the one that brought attention to it. And, you know, initially I came on as an actor and then eventually got into – producing and co-directing down the line, and it just kind of evolved from there. But yeah, when I first read the script, I was taken aback by it as well, in the sense that it was a combination of genres. So you got the whodunit premise, you got this creature feature with the werewolf, you got some great comedic relief in there, and romance. Like it really crosses over to a really great audience that I think would appreciate it, not just in the genre, you know, niche.
Right.
So that's what I thought. I thought that was a great appeal. Like, to me, you know, I'm a big horror genre fan, but I'm also pretty open-minded, like we talked about earlier, where I watch films from all over the world and, you know, definitely through the Toronto Film Festival and so on. So I just wanted to see, you know, I'm just always attracted to a good story, and I love big twists. I love mystery stories, and this just had so much going for it from so many different angles. So I was just so excited on that premise, and then also, you know, to act as the character of August really really excited me, because he has such an interesting arc, coming from this timid, anxious, awkward at times, you know, introvert, to needing to step up. Not to give too much spoilers, but, you know, needing to step up and as a leader in surviving these horrific events and going through some real tragedies and grief along the way. So it was definitely a good challenge as an actor to kind of take on that spectrum of emotions and the shifts that he has to go through. And it was just a fun project because, yeah, man, like, werewolves are freaking cool.
Yeah, they are. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I should mention, we do have links to the BeastWithinMovie.com. That's the main www.beastwithinmovie.com is the main show page for it, where you can, it's got links to everything. Also, we also have links up to all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of that. So I suggest you follow, not only check this movie out, you know, you got to follow it and check out the social media, because there's lots of behind the scenes. And let me also just say, now, this was screened. You guys screened this, right, at Spooky Empire, which is a whole
yep.
big convention of hardcore horror fans. I mean,
I have
a lot of friends that go to Spooky Empire. And you know, these are the types of people that go to Spooky Empire and say, well, that guy's spleen, that's totally fake. Spleens don't explode like that. You know, I mean, that's the caliber of people that you're dealing with at Spooky Empire.
Oh, yeah.
They know their
horror. Out there. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you guys won, like, best special effects. You know how hard it is to win best special effects with a movie at Spooky Empire? Man, that is cool. That says something.
Thank you for that. Yeah, we really felt honored. We were blown away because, yeah, there was hundreds of films that applied and submitted themselves. And that was like a real honor to be recognized out of all things for our practical effects that we did to that hardcore fan base. It was kind of like, you know, this acceptance. We made it in a way. It's like, we really are a proper horror film. So yeah, that was really nice. And, the Butcher Shop, who did the special effects, they're based in Hamilton, Ontario. We're over the moon about it. No pun intended, or maybe the pun was intended there. That was really special. I had such a good time. I had never been. They housed it in Tampa Bay, and
uh-huh.
it was a really, it's a beautiful city. First of all, I had no idea how gorgeous it was, and just everybody just welcomed us with open arms, and it was such a cool crowd to be with. Like, I took so many photos with fans that were dressed up in different cosplay outfits, and it was a lot of fun, man. And we screened it. If I remember, we did a couple of screenings, but one on Halloween. It was quite a way to celebrate that Halloween weekend, man. It was very memorable. So, I mean, we've gotten great responses about the werewolf, and yeah, it's definitely practical. We did minimal amount of CGI just on facial expressions and stuff. We really wanted to make it just a raw, real experience for the viewer. So we're very happy with it.
That's awesome. Well, I know I'm seeing my light blinking. I know you have, you know, you're a very busy man. You've got things to do and probably other press to do today. So I need to wrap it up here, telling me. But I have one last question, Steve. And the question everyone's dying for, did you get to keep that sword?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't, unfortunately. We had two swords that we used. One was a rental, and then we used other shots. It was a loaner from a fellow martial arts instructor that I used to work with, that I used to train with. So, no, there were loaners. But, man, I wish. I probably put it on the wall somewhere. But yeah, that was
pretty cool.
It was a badass sword. It was a badass sword for sure. And it'll definitely be a memorable piece in stories to come. So just a hint.
It's a badass
we're
movie,
definitely planning. Yeah. Thank you, man.
It is a badass movie.
Thank you.
Real quick before I let you go, are the gears turning? Are things happening? I know we're promoting Beast Within, and I want everybody to go see Beast Within. You know, we all know how to stream now, so you can watch this at home. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Is the next project happening right now? Are you just concentrating right now on Beast Within?
Well, as I was alluding to, we actually are working on part two in the early stages.
Nice.
So, because there's a lot more story to tell, for sure. As you know, there's a bit of an open ending without giving too much spoilers. You got to check it out. There's a lot of surprises in this movie, just for everyone out there. It is an exciting experience, and a lot of people told me that they couldn't guess the reveal. So that's always exciting to hear that.
No.
That the mystery is holding itself.
Snuck up on me.
So,
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. That's exciting to hear that. Yeah. We're working on part two, and there's a couple other things in early stages that were in development, but probably nothing till next year because we got to get through this year and see how things going. I know some production. Some of my colleagues are starting to go to production at the end of the year, and stuff is shooting in Canada. Definitely, I've been doing a bunch of Zoom auditions and meetings for stuff. All early stages. But I definitely love to come back on the show and talk about the next hopefully in the new year.
Absolutely. Anytime, Stephen. It's been a pleasure to have you on. I like I said, I know you're wicked busy. I really appreciate you taking time, though, to be on the show, and make it cool it up around here. It's fantastic having you. Anytime you want to come on, just let me know, and we'll make it happen. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Beast Within, you have to see this movie. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorites of the year. It's very cool. And it's
thank you.
I know everybody's like, oh, Jamie, you're such a film. This isn't a snobby movie. It isn't a pinky out movie. It's just a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of different genres, which I like.
You know. I appreciate
Very
it.
Cool.
Thanks for having me on here. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, in case nobody, you already know this, but in case nobody's told you, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good at it. You know, this is what you're supposed
that.
To be doing.
I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you
enjoy
so much for all the support. Thank you for supporting us artists out there.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We appreciate that. Yeah, we'll I'd love to be on here anytime. So thank you again.
Awesome. Well, enjoy, and thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 250 of them. It's crazy. I didn't even know there was that many podcasting platforms. Apparently they are. And we're getting new ones every day. I could get crazy emails, and you're on this now. You're on that now. It's amazing. The big ones, of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and, all that. You can find us on there anytime. We have links on my website, of course, jamierocks.us, and we post them when we post the podcast out, which will be in about an hour. So we will see you tomorrow, everybody. Enjoy tomorrow. Very cool show tomorrow. We've got a very young singer-songwriter on, and she's 13, and you're not going to believe how talented this gal is. She is just amazing. It's going to blow you away, rock and pop music, and I'm very excited to have her on tomorrow. So, and then we're back to movies. My summer is a goth. We're going to be talking to the filmmaker for that Friday. So it's amazing. Next week, so everybody knows, because I've been getting emails already about it, we have no live shows. It's our fall vacation. We will be back the week after. So we're booked all the way through November. So we got lots of cool shows coming up for you. We will talk to everybody soon. Go check out tonight, The Beast Within. It's fantastic. Okay, everybody, we are out of here. Stephen Marotta. Coolest guy making movies right now. And we had him on the show. How about that? Cool. We will see you soon, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli. Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.